What? A nigga's back. I don't know, what's it been like? 2-3 weeks? Not that anybody's been waiting for another episode. But, you know, it's one of those times when I record when it's mad late early at the same time. And I feel like I had to even do this because I'm sitting there on Twitter. I'm like, yo, why are people so weird? I don't understand. So I was like, all right, let me just go and make another episode. Because that way, I get to add another notch on my podcast belt and make episode 4 reality. Because it's all kind of sporadic on this side. There's no real order. I feel like if I knew people were listening, like, and really tuned in, maybe I'd be on some schedule shit. But right now, I'm on some, hey, you feel like potted? Yeah, let's just do it. We do it. Well, not we. It's just me here. Me and the birds. Because it's like 4 a.m. and they all chirping. I doubt you can hear it. Mic ain't that good, but yeah, I'm just here, man. Just thinking to myself how weird people are and the way their minds think. It's not so, I mean, interpretation is part of the thought process. But interpretation itself is something that always boggles my mind. Because once you decide to am I saying it right? I'm a little wavy. When you decide to interpretate, I feel like I'm not saying that right. Interpret. I'm just going to go interpret. When people When people decide to interpret. Yo. No, I feel like everybody has that word where they just can't say it. I can say it. I just feel like right now, I'm just saying it wrong. Interpretate. Interpret. Yeah, I was trying to go with interpret earlier. That could be wrong. But one more time. When people decide to interpret certain things the way that they want to, what usually boggles my mind or always sends me into a spiral is the fork. So when you interpret things, there's a fork. You can choose to interpret things positively or interpret things negatively. Now, when you're reading something without punctuation or emojis, you can interpret it almost the way you want to. So when someone speaks, let's just say, quote-unquote monotone via text, you have to just interpret it positive or negative. If there aren't any underlying words that lead towards negativity or positivity, it's pretty much fair game or on your insight or your vision of this person. So a lot of times on Twitter, I talk very monotone. I choose not to use LOL. I don't use LOL in general. If I use LOL, I'm being an asshole. That's me just being real. But I don't use LOL. I rarely use laugh my ass off. Only if I'm actually laughing my ass off. I'm not one of those people who type that and be straight faced. Emojis here and there. But I usually just word, 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 word. Maybe a comma here and there. Period. That's how I tweet. So sometimes people take that shit the worst way. And I've been blocked. I've had people like dislike me in real life over tweets. And I didn't say fuck you. I didn't say no. Oh, you're a bitch. Or eat my ass. Suck my dick. I ain't never said none of that to nobody. And somehow, when they reached the fork, they went negative. Now, I'm not going to say I'm a super positive person. I don't shit rainbows and vomit fairies. But I feel like I'm a very neutral person. I don't really aim to just jump on my skin and just scream fuck you to somebody or trying to make some go out my way to make someone feel bad. So a lot of times when I'm talking monotone, and I like to use the right words to get the point across. And if I'm not sitting here, like, just coming for your neck with a sharpened Japanese blade, I don't want to hear that I came for you. Because if I come for you, there is no dodging it. Unblockable attack. EV'd up, level 100, is coming for you. Like, literally the size of a meteor. You can't miss it. That's how I do my thing. So when people say, oh, yeah, you're so mean to me. Like, nigga, that was mean? I thought that was just two adults having a conversation. I wasn't trying to be mean, but I can be mean. If you want me to be mean, we can go there. But that's just never my goal. So, I'm just sitting here just wondering, like, what goes through people's mind? Sometimes, maybe is it past altercations? Maybe it's assumptions? Maybe it's what people have said to people and just painted this mural of you. And now, instead of you being some saint, some angel, something to be just given the benefit of the doubt, now I'm just evil, I'm mean, I'm this, that, and a third. So weird. Interpretation is such a touchy subject. I can't say I've never fallen victim to negative interpretation, but only because most of the time when people are coming at me, it is very obvious. So I just be like, okay, you're mad. And they'll say they're not mad. I'm like, well, your words say different. Because there's no reason why you should be talking to another person like that. Especially someone that's not your child or someone that's not your younger sibling and you're trying to assert dominance over them. We're two young adults or two adults, period, speaking to each other. It should be a level, just like a certain level of respect, a certain level of conversation where it shouldn't reach a point where I feel disrespected or you feel disrespected. Now, if you feel disrespected by something I have said, you're supposed to voice that before you get on the offense. I feel like that's what an adult should do. Hey, I didn't like what you just said. Please refrain from saying that again because I don't want to take this to the next level. I've done that before. I've told people lower their tone. I've told people watch your mouth. Like, just stop. Breathe. I think you're going a little too far. It's not where I wanted to take it. But we could take it there. Yeah. You know, like that fucking TikTok meme. Oh, you want to take me there? Oh, all right, I got you. Yeah. And start snapping his fingers. Well, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. You're just uncultured. I can't help you there. I cannot help you to get cultured if the un was before the cultured. I just can't do that for you. That is not my job. My job is here to talk random shit. You listen. You come to understand that we are here to figure shit out by our fucking selves. Yes, people can help you along the way, but ultimately, you must understand things on your own. When people always say communication is key, no, it's not. Communication is not fucking key. Communication is the... communication is not key. Look, you know what's key? Shit, I just lost my thought. Train of thought. Yo, I fucking hate that. Yo, it was right there, and I had it, and I lost it. But I'm standing on that ground that communication isn't key. Oh, here we go. Communication isn't key. Comprehension is key. Because you can speak to someone for 40 minutes straight. If they don't comprehend what you're saying, it's going in one ear and out their eye. It's not even reaching the other ear. Because it's nothing to them. They're like, what am I listening to? Comprehension is what's key. Once you start to dig in and listen and figure that shit out, you realize that's why a lot of arguments and a lot of debates and a lot of people going back and forth, it doesn't ever reach a resolution, because that person is just waiting to talk, because they don't understand anything you're saying, and they're not trying to. They're not trying to comprehend the words that are coming out of your mouth. They're just waiting to talk. So if there is no comprehension in a conversation, a debate, an argument, there will be no solution. And even if there's no comprehension, but you reach a solution, a lot of times, that's a false solution. People will just say whatever to end the conversation or further it. That way they can just get off this topic. But they just end up doing the same thing over and over and over. And what's that called? I'll tell you. Because a compromise or an apology without changed behavior is just manipulation. Just another form of manipulation. And it's a smooth one too. Because sometimes all people want to hear is, I'm sorry. I'll never do that again. Next week they do it again. And what else do you want again? You don't want changed behavior. You just want another sorry. It's kind of like the Bible. It's like, oh, all you got to do is tell God you're sorry and then he'll forgive you. But then I do it again. Sorry, God. Forgives you. I do it again. And so on and so forth. So just understand, you're not God. You're not an all-powerful being. You're not someone that looks over. You're the God of your universe, your reality. That is true. But you're not out here for I'm sorry's. I'm sorry, personally, don't do shit for me. Don't tell me you're sorry. Show me you're sorry. Don't tell me you miss me. Show me you miss me. Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me. Because words don't mean much. Words are game. That's all I see words as. And if it's a motherfucker who got a slick game, a slick mouth, and the gift of gab, they'll run you into the dirt. Because a lot of times when we're wrapped up in our emotions, all we want to do is hear the right words. And what the right words do for us. Lower our guard. Make us vulnerable. Like, fuck words. Shit. We ain't no fucking words. I'm here saying a whole bunch of words right now. Yeah, they might speak to some people. Yeah, they might reach some back thoughts in your mind or something buried deep. In your fucking heart that you've always knew, but you never wanted to admit. But at the end of the day, if it's someone in my reality, the only way I can prove what I'm saying right now even matters is if I live it. If I don't live, or like the saying goes, practice what you preach, what's the point? All I'd be doing is manipulating whoever's listening to me or whoever I'm telling this to so I could get my way. Which is the natural order for most people. They say things and they say whatever to get what's best for them. Not really what's best for you or what's best for quote unquote we or us. Just them. So It takes a lot of practice and a lot of time and a lot of experience to just hear some me talk and understand it's not about us. Decipher it, decode it, and understand the motherfucker that's looking you in your eyes, telling you everything you want to hear, is your fucking enemy. Which sucks. It sucks to look at somebody who you love or you care about and have to realize that they're not your friend. They're not someone that is there for you. They're there for them. And when you become useless, you won't hear from them anymore. You won't see them. Well, you see them in passing, and they'll show you a bunch of pseudo-love. But it's all just a game. You know what I mean? And what people play games to do? Win. They don't play games to draw. They don't play games to tie or lose. They play it to win. So once you realize you're playing games with a motherfucker, or someone's they're trying to play games with you, put down the controller. No one can play games with you if you don't decide to play too. Always remember that. Somebody says, hey, I want to play this game. Pick up the controller. And you decide to pick up the controller. Now it's fair game. Anything that happens after that, it's kind of on you. Not them. Because all they did was offer you to join the game. Hey, you put up, you picked up the sticks. You put in your 25 cents. Listen, whatever comes after that, you can't complain. Honestly and truly. But yeah. I just went down the craziest rabbit hole. But hey, listen. If you stuck around and burrowed with me, it is what it is. Hopefully you picked up a gem or two. Hopefully some of my words spoke to you. I would hope so. Shit, I ain't sitting here talking for my health. I'm just rambling the thoughts of a weird guy, I guess. Yo, I always, even though I don't pod like consistently or enough, sometimes I'll be thinking about, yo, I should make an episode and have a soundboard and be sitting here just be pressing buttons and make it choom. Like, when I say things, I'm like, maybe that'd be cool. And add some flavor. Maybe I come up with a rap that I say before the shit starts. You know what I mean? My name is Kami. I'm here to say that all y'all, nah, I ain't got no bars. That's where it stopped. Yo, you thought I was going to spit some hot fire? Listen, my name is not Dylan. But I could call him, see if he'd ghostwrite for me. He probably ain't doing shit now. You know how Diddy do with his artists. Post him up for a little bit. Then, pew, ghost. Man's a legend, though. He has built an empire on the spleens of great artists. But that's the way it goes. You can't become a millionaire or a billionaire without crushing some people. And that's a fact. I mean, these days with crypto and the stock exchange, maybe you could become a millionaire overnight and you ain't have to hurt nobody. But these old school millionaires and billionaires, oh yeah, they ain't fucking reached that staple of that achievement without noticeably stealing, basically. I mean, but when you work hard, I guess, and build your stuff up, it's not really stealing. But money has to come from somewhere. Money doesn't just poof just because you decided to make your shit. Like, you got to take away from this business and that business and run them into the ground for you to succeed. Because obviously, it's a competitor's rate. So they're not fucking with them, they fuck with you. If everybody fuck with you, nobody fucking with them. Or the people, or the amount of people that is rocking with them isn't enough to sustain a profitable business, and they either gotta get shut down, swallowed up. So, yeah. So, with that said, I'm making sure I don't even go close to 30 this time. See, I just hit 20 minutes and 30 seconds. I feel like this was a nice little random bit. You know what I mean? It was cool. It was nice and smooth, even though that fuck up in the early when I was trying to say that one word. I don't know what the fuck was up with that. But hey, I got through it. I persevered. I became the champion of that sentence at the time. So I'm proud of myself. I'm a finger clap right now. You finger clap is not really loud enough for you to hear, but it's two fingers, so it's fine. It's for me, it's not for you. I felt that shit. So it was a nice little short pod. I feel like everybody's weird. And I just want people to just cut it out, man. Just to understand that me personally, I ain't got no malice towards anybody. The people who dislike me or have beef with me, quote unquote beef with me, they're in that boat by themselves. And I actually want to tell each, every person feels a way that when you're sitting there and you're feeling a way about things I've said or conversations we've had, you are by yourself with that energy. You need to let that shit go. Not just about me, just like in general. When you're sitting there and you're in a room where you're living through your life mad as fuck at somebody. If you're not going to solve that problem sooner than later, it will consume you. You will sit there, you will fester, you will be mad, you will get angry, you get frustrated. And then what you really need to do is think about, is that other person that I'm mad at in that same boat? Are we weathering the storm together, or am I just here by myself while they're on the beach sipping Mai Tais, being cool as a cucumber? You know what I mean? These are the type of thoughts you got to put in your head when you're super, super mad at somebody. Either you're going to solve that shit ASAP, or you need to let that shit go. You know what I mean? Especially guys. I feel like, you know, stress affects both men and women different ways. But other than hereditary things, anytime I see a man who has, like, a deteriorated hairline at a young age, or, like, way before his prime, I always tell him, listen, that's stress. When you sit there and you stress and you make your head hot, it sizzles away your hairline. You feel me? So when you feel yourself getting hot, listen, go in the bathroom, splash some cold water in your face, breathe, unless somebody touch you or disrespect your space, then punch them in the mouth, all right? I know I'm not supposed to advocate violence, but listen, matter of fact, I'm going to take that back, because I don't, even to this day, like right now, I don't throw, I try to make sure I keep my hands to myself. I do try. I haven't done nothing wild reckless in a minute, so doing a good job of it. But yeah, man, sometimes you just gotta let shit go, man. You ain't gonna die of that shit. You know how much people have died over pride, over ego? Like, you don't get to come back. There's no respawn button. Always remember that. And the one thing you can't do is tell someone how to respond to disrespect. That's something I live by, which is true. But at the same time, you just got to know your surroundings, know where you at, know who you're dealing with. And remember that there is no respawn button. So I'm going to end on that note. I hope you're well. Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. You know what I mean? And if you enjoy this, You know what to do. Shut up.